Oh, it's fantastic that the awareness is increasing. I think what's happening with social media and having these weeks is great. The awareness is definitely better, but I think now we need to start pushing on to the understanding of mental health as well. I think everyone's aware of it. Now it's actually, what is it and how can we help people? And hopefully that's the next stage for us. And through my own platform, my own voice, hopefully I can help that.
Have you found that you've been able to, or sharing your story has helped you as well as helping other people?
Yeah, hugely. It allows me to, you know, you say it out loud and you start thinking, actually, what does this mean? And when I'm trying to teach lessons and how to manage it, I'm thinking, I'm not doing a lot of that, to be honest. I'm preaching it, maybe I should start doing it. So, yeah, it's fantastic to be able to help. I'm working in schools and doing talks with businesses, and my reach is quite huge now, which is exciting because the more people we can help, the better, and that's the whole point of it.
Do you enjoy that, particularly maybe speaking to the younger generation, because they've got so many more pressures than perhaps we did when we were growing up?
It's just a different world, isn't it? It's life's, you say it's pretty much the same, but their pressures are, you think of social media and the way that the media works, it's everyone's got their own big bubble rather than this little one, and unfortunately a lot of pressure comes with that. But I think if we can give people the tools to manage their mental health, it's not a case of let's get rid of mental health. That's not going to happen. Everyone has mental health, whether it's good or poor. It's just a case of here are some tips and here's some tools and in your armory to kind of deal with that. And if we can educate that from a young age, that'd be fantastic.
And not keeping quiet, I suppose. There's always that message, isn't there? Just talk to someone, whoever it may be.
Yeah, massive, especially within male boys. All men really struggle because we're told, especially in this country with the culture, it's that stiff upper lip and boys aren't allowed to cry and all this jazz, when actually we're all human beings. So it's just getting that point across. But I think it's definitely improving.